to your family.
We get real ignorant. Get real ignorant.
This is the sound you make when you walk into the bank to deposit $100,000 in cash and you tell that bitch to blow you. This is the shit I play. Comeback kid.
This is from 2016, dude.
That's when he was on Xan and perked up and in reality said it, he had a face.
No, I ain't got no ways. Too busy making my own ways, baby. I ain't got no ways. Too busy making my own ways, baby.
God, for
I ain't got no ways. Too busy making my own ways, baby. I ain't got no ways.
No
too
buggers.
Busy making my own ways, baby. Suffering on my own way, baby. Suffering on my own way, baby. Suffering on my own way, baby. Suffering on my own way. Tonight is electrical, the tone chart is the cinema. I am on my Kubrick horn like a Spielberg, close to California. And it also let me back.
I know it's just drop right now, but I heard it
all. I'm making what I want to have to
do. What you want, I ain't got a bitch. Slow up and know you should
good. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, you fuck with
them hums.
Oh, that's good enough.
What's the name of that song called?
Surfing.
I wonder, did Kanye produce
by
that?
By who? That was Kid Cudi, and it was Pharrell.
Pharrell produced that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That sounded like a Kanye, like...
Pharrell's been out of the game for a minute, right? Not out the game, but he hasn't really been producing like that.
I don't know, I haven't heard anything, really.
I think the last song was that Lemonade song. I get it how I live it. And whatever the fuck
pull
that
up
goes.
In a lemon.
Pulp and Drake did the remix, and that shit was okay.
That shit was ass.
You think about Drake, yo. I'm fucking off topic crazy, but you see that fucking Academics and Nicki Minaj feud?
No. Did it start from Bud's podcast? Though?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Start from Bud's
I heard
podcast.
That shit popped off when she was on it. I heard she was bitching Bud in it. I didn't listen to none of that. Though.
I did. I heard she was bitching Rory out.
Poor Rory. I would have been fucking...
Saying woo. He was white privileged and a bunch of shit.
Like, I get it, but you're just being racist at that point. Racist goes both ways, I feel. He wasn't even being privileged at that point. He's just sitting there enjoying his time with Nicki Minaj. You guys think she's hot still?
No.
No? Really?
I would bust that ass.
Nicki Minaj?
Facts, I would.
Alright, her or Cardi B?
Who am I hitting? Or just like...
Doesn't either or hitting, getting with... not dating, just hitting it off.
Cardi B, hands down, facts.
Cardi B over Nicki Minaj? Is it like the whole ghetto thing that attracts you to her? Or is it like...
Nah. Just how she talks in her songs.
Only reason I say that is because...
She sounds like a whore in her songs. That's why. not to put it lightly.
The only reason I say that is I met this girl on Tinder and she fucking... Not Tinder, Bumble. And she's real aggressive. She's like, motherfucker, I'll choke you the fuck out. I'm like, damn, never had a bitch
she's choking you?
She's what she said, I'll choke you the fuck out.
She's fucking you.
I never met up with this girl at all, but she said she's going to choke me out.
She's fucking you. You ain't even fucking her. She's fucking you.
That's why I was like, damn, is he like her because of the ghetto-ness and the fucking the Cardi shit? But yeah, that's fucking, it's weird, man. But anyway, back to Academics. She put a hit out on that motherfucker, he said.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he said that. He was dropping all dimes. So supposedly when Nicki Minaj and Meek were together, the reason the beef started was because they were at the store and Meek's like, yo, I only got like 30,000 cash. Can you pay for the extra shit? And she's like, Drake wouldn't make me pay for that. Took her shit out, paid for it, and then walked out. And that's when Meek was tweeting out, fuck Drake and his ghostwriters because of Nicki Minaj. And that's why Drake doesn't fuck with Nicki Minaj. That's why that remix dropped. Going Bad. And she dissed both of them. Because she had backfire right in her face, man.
That shit's crazy.
Could you imagine?
How you going to get the intro down, bro? You going to do the intro?
Listen, man, we don't got to do the intro right away, but we could do it now.
They know what it is. Drop the intro one time on them.
I don't even know how to...
Drop intro on him. Just drop it.
I wish I had a fucking imaginary button I could just press and drop bombs or whatever. But anyway, welcome back to the Daily Runaround Podcast. I'm here with my good friends. It's been a fucking minute and a half, maybe 2 fucking minutes. To the left, we got Maddie Moonshine, a.k.a. Yo, a.k.a. Sad Boy, wanted me to call him today, a.k.a. Maddie Masterpiece. And to the right, we got my man came back for the pod for the first time in months.
I'm here. I'm in rare form today.
Donnie Taz, a.k.a. fucking them bitches, a.k.a. baby moms, watch out.
I'm in rare form today. I'm a wrecking ball running through everything I see today.
I'm going nuts tonight. For the pod, I'm going to chug it right off the grip.
I'm going nuts tonight.
And I did that. He didn't chug it yet.
I mean, I'm going to get there. I have a long day ahead of me. I got to pace myself. So I don't show up to this surprise family party looking like a fucking
idiot. It's a family party?
It's not a family party. It's our friend, but her family's going to be there. So, and I'm just going to walk in blacked out. Like I am, but I just got to make sure I don't not make it there. I have to make it there.
Dude, go to that family party.
Getting a keg, yeah. We're bringing a keg right to it.
To a family party?
Yeah. That's bringing, me and my boy are picking up a keg. We're just going. I don't care.
Dude, talking about drinking, last night I was at Howl at the Moon, bro. Quick story before we get into the pod, because I know you're hating my guts right now, but... It's all old bitches, like 60, 50-year-olds. I go in there, I'm like, yo, I'm about to pull someone's grandmom real quick.
Oh, this
bitch was dancing, ugly as hell. She's dancing. The song Apple Bottom Jeans, the T-Pain song came on. Get low. She got low, and she just tilted. Boom. Bitch blacked out, passed out. They didn't know what the fuck was wrong with her. They had to carry her out in a stretcher. She gets outside. She's like, all over the fucking side, and they took her ass the fuck out of there. It's pretty funny. Something I just remembered.
Yeah.
Guess it wasn't too funny. How you feeling there, Moon?
Honestly?
Let's just talk it all out on the podcast.
You got a beer, bro?
Nah.
You're not drinking,
he said.
Well, not why? Yeah, not yet. I don't know.
That's the best way to get rid of a hangover, bro. Just crack another beer of it.
Yeah, last night. I was fucked up last night, dude.
Who was that bad John that was on the story? Now I can say reckless things to you.
Oh, you know? Shannon's sister, bro.
Shannon's sister?
Yeah.
Oh, she's A1 then. Did you get on her?
Fuck no. I'm sad boy, dog. I ain't doing none of that shit. I don't even have the will to do that shit right now. It's crazy. Donnie knows how I'm feeling. But.
I'm the complete opposite, man. Fuck.
Sorry, I thought I was...
What?
I meant to dive into that. You don't even have the... What'd you say? You don't even have like the... what'd you just say to me?
No, I said you know how I was feeling.
No, what'd you say before that, though?
I always got it in me.
I'm down for it. I got length. I'm in there.
He's got it in him.
I got length, alright? You hear me?
I got length.
I'm in rare form today.
Jesus Christ.
I want to go out there.
So do you want to deep dive into your thing going on, or you just want to leave it where it's at?
Who, me?
Yeah, talk about it.
Nah, we're cool. We don't need to talk about it.
All right, good. We're good then. We're going to fucking go on to our shit. So.
What's the first topic, man? Hit me with it.
I thought you heard a cricket. I'm going to say,
it's a bird.
Yo.
That bird never talks, and I guess it's going wild.
Right? It's going wild up there, talking reckless, too. Should get down the pod. Get the bird featuring Moonshine's bird.
Yeah, remember when we were
pause though.
Remember when we were outside doing the one pod, dude, and it was like the fire engines and
motorcycles going up and down the street, dude. Oh my god.
And all the
couldn't
birds
even hear
too.
Shit. They I mean birds tweeting the whole time.
Those are the good old days when Den was still here, but you know, Den's fucking Being Denny at Denny's. You guys ever have Denny's before? Is it good? I guess you've never had Denny's before.
Yo, you know what's good that we have to go to? Not today, I don't have time, but you can go if you want to, but we have to go all together. Chickaboom. It's in the hood, but we got to go there.
Chickaboom?
Chickaboom. They make the best chicken sandwiches.
Is that in Chester?
Twice. It's in Fallcroft. It's the hood, though. When we went there, there was a bull selling pillows out front the whole time. You walk in, but it's cool. It's like a hood-ass store. You walk in, they're blasting rap music, a little baby and shit. They make the meanest chicken sandwiches, and this is not an ad. Sorry.
Chickaboo.
Chickaboom.
Chickaboom, not even Chickaboo.
Pete, because they make the most banging chicken sandwiches around, and we have to go there one day for the pod.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. My God! There's it a picture slaps. Of a chicken.
It slaps.
Yo,
that's what I'm
screenshot
saying.
Screenshot this and send it to me. Oh my God! That's the cover of the podcast. Chicka-boom, chicka-boom. Oh my God!
Look at the chicken sandwiches, though, bro.
They look good. They look good. It's with the guy crazy. In the chicken outfit.
Bro, I'm starving. I don't even want to look at it.
Oh, the guy hit me back. So after this, we can order. Or if you want to look through your shit, whatever you want to do.
We order that shit now, bro.
I don't know how we're gonna do that. We're fucking on this podcast thing.
I'll just fucking click a few things. Now we can order it after.
Chickaboom, though. That's fucking lit.
Yeah, dude, I wasn't in...
I need $10 for just mentioning your name. I really
do. Only $10? We need fucking more than $10. I don't know who you're talking
every
about.
Every view this get, every listen this podcast gets, this episode, I'm going to need 50 cents from him.
We should tag him on Instagram. I think that's going to be the move. Tag him on Instagram, Chickaboom, episode 13. They'll run around.
They'll shout you out.
How many followers they got?
They follow one person, and they have... I was on. They put me on their story the one day, yo.
Were you eating a chicken sandwich?
Nah, I was not eating currently.
Did you guys have the Chick-fil-A sandwich? The fucking Popeye's.
No, they have 5,606 followers.
I never had the Popeye's sandwich. Neither that did I. Shit was
they follow Shark Tank.
Crazy.
Maybe they're on Shark Tank. That would be crazy, but I don't think I'd be on Shark Tank. Not really innovation.
Yo.
Fucking Chick-a-boom.
Fire. All right, what's our first topic today?
So,
Chickaboom.
Chickaboom was the first one, but
yeah,
now
I guess
we can go with Danny Dimes. Danny dropping names. Danny dropout.
Wait,
Big D.
Don't say Danny Dimes around me. I get all hyped.
Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones is gonna do.
I get all
good.
Hyped, dude. He's going off tomorrow. He's gonna snap tomorrow.
How many yards are you gonna throw for?
I don't like your bet. I don't think he's going to throw for over 250, but...
How many did he throw last week?
360.
You don't think he's
going to
throw over
2? Something.
He probably will.
The Redskins defense is kind of shitty. They got Landon Collins, so... I don't know, dude.
Saquon's out, so they're not running the ball.
I don't know. Yeah, they are not going to run the ball, and they're going to pass a shit ton because he can actually throw the ball. I would probably take that. I wouldn't put too much money on that. I'd put a little 30 piece on it.
What I don't get with the Giants fans, not saying you in general, but Giants fans, they fucking turned on Eli Manning so quick.
I didn't. No,
after
it was,
2 Super Bowls, I just can't.
How did they turn on him? This has been like a 5-year process.
Yeah, it's been like he's been shit in the
so
bed
average.
The last 3 years.
Yeah.
And there's still people that stick up for him. Like, dude, we fucking in the last 3 years. I think our record in the last 3 years is like fucking. Is like 8-30 something, like dead ass in the last 3 years.
But he did get. You got Saquon.
But when it's time to go, it's time to go. I mean, I love Eli. That's my quarterback, but it's time.
You think he's going to retire?
Yeah, I think he's going to retire at the end of the season. And we paid him $23 million last year. We paid him $23
million. They gave him an extension?
Yes, 3-year extension.
Oh, my.
We paid him $23 million last year.
So he's due money next year, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Oh, our big lock just hit.
Yep. Did you have his notifications on?
Yeah, I do. All right,
we're pure degenerates over here. We bet on every single college football game today, if you're wondering. Every single one.
That's too many college football games to be betting on.
We're over here keeping track of like 18 games.
I
should have
dropped
40K
on fucking TCU.
I should have put it. I should have put it.
You don't even got 40K.
Facts.
Man, fuck. All right, so back to Danny fucking Gonzalez
the real
or Hernandez.
Danny Hernandez, man.
All right, guys, do you agree or disagree with him snitching? Not street code, not. We're all not street dudes. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a street dude, yo. I'm a producer.
I don't agree with him snitching. And the only reason because is he put himself in that situation. He knew what he was getting into. He knew what he was doing. He rapped about, what did he say, yo? In this one song, he said, police pull up on me. I don't know nothing. And what did he say in that one song, bro?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up, though. And, it's all right. I'm looking it up right now.
He said that, like, he just rapped about how hard he was and how he ain't gonna snitch and he does this and that, and then he gets put in that situation and he starts snitching like a little bitch.
The only reason
I don't agree with it is because what he said and what he was claimed to be about, that's the only reason I don't agree with it. If he would have rapped about in his songs, like, oh, I'm a snitch, I would agree with
it. You probably
wouldn't
listen to him either, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, obviously.
That just makes Bobby Shmurda's stock value go so much higher.
Yo,
we talked
Shmurda.
About Bobby Shmurda.
Bobby Shmurda gets out in 340 some days.
We talked about 6'9 before.
Bobby Shmurda really was a real OG. He said they're giving me 3 and Rowdy 11, but they said the only way they would give Rowdy 7 is if I took 7, and he took it.
Yeah.
That he took four extra years for his man, bro. 4 extra years in prison for his man. That's some real shit. When he gets out, he is going to be loved by everybody. Like,
yeah.
When he gets out, he's going to be... Oh, he might get out and take over the game. Like, he really might. You got to think, when he got locked up, he was up there. He was top five, easily, when he got locked up.
Let's book him.
He was top five. If I could bet on it, I would bet on Bobby Schmurz. Right behind Drake.
I'm taking them lines. Right behind Drake?
Right behind Drake, yeah.
You're going to put that on the podcast right now? You're calling that?
I'm calling Bobby Schmurz going to be the biggest rapper when he gets out behind Drake.
He's not going to
be
behind Drake.
340 some days, less than a year.
It's like December 2020.
Oh, it is December 2020. It is over a year. It's a little over a year.
That's crazy, though.
Wow, yeah. Bro.
When's he got good behavior? Can he get out good behavior? Nah, some shit?
I think that's...
Unless he killed people. Isn't there
he got in trouble in there. He got caught with the shank in there and shit.
He went nuts, too,
I think, right? He got in a fight in there, and then they caught him with a shank like a couple days, like a couple weeks later or some shit. But that's not affecting him. I mean, he's still doing his regular time.
Fucking Bobby Shmurda, Shmurda on a beat.
I feel so bad for him, bro. He hasn't talked to Rowdy Rebel in fucking... They're in the same prison, but they're, like, in different, like...
Them reuniting blocks. Is gonna be a crazy
thing. Craziest thing, bro. They haven't seen his best friend in fucking...
What, they put them away from each other?
Yeah, they're supposedly in the same prison, but they're in completely different sides. They're not allowed to be near each other. So they don't see each other all day, but they're in the same building.
Why, they're gonna kill somebody else? They really killed somebody? Is that what the song was about, was killing somebody?
No.
No, they found them with guns that were linked to murders. So, I mean, I guess if you want to say, put two and two together. They found them with the gun that killed people. So you want to put two and two together. You know, it could have been their man that used the gun though and killed somebody.
That's fucking nuts. And they took one for the team? You think they're associated with the Bloods or shit?
They're, what gang were they in, supposedly? What was their gang called?
I'm looking up right now.
GS9.
GS9. Yeah.
The fuck does that stand for? Goon Squad?
Bro, honestly, it probably does stand for
Goon Squad 9th District or some shit.
Yeah, it probably does stand for that.
But look at this team. Look at the fucking bottom picture. 6-9 really does look like a fucking... Just thinking about it right now. Like, you just seen a picture of that guy. What the fuck is that?
He looks like a goon.
You guys followed the trial?
No. A little bit. I've been updated on it a little bit.
Dude, I saw he literally was telling. He was telling on everybody.
I almost fell for this one account. Yeah, it said like he snitched on his captain of a boat that like brought in like 50 kilos of cocaine and shit.
Oh my god!
I forget. I almost fell for it, but it was fake. Yeah.
Dude, he snitched on. Fake. The best is like he brought up Trippy Red.
Yeah, Trippy Red,
Nicki Minaj.
No, was it Nicki Minaj or Cardi?
Cardi.
Jim Jones.
Jim Jones is chilling, bro.
They got Jim Jones on the phone saying, "Yo, you gotta super violate this guy."
Yeah, bro. I was supposed to someone wore a fucking wiretap or some shit.
Now they tapped the phone for that one.
Yeah.
But the wiretap goes back to fucking his driver.
His brother. Isn't his brother? It's his brother, too. His driver was his brother, right? I'm pretty sure.
Vargas.
Did you see the video of him getting actually when he got kidnapped?
I didn't see the video getting kidnapped, but that shit, I heard the audio. I was like, come on, Harv, you know I got you, man. Like, that's crazy. That just is more proof, if we even needed it, that these rappers who say they're gang related and they look like 6ix9ine, they are nothing.
Dude, it's like that whole wave, man. Like, the whole wave of rappers that came up when 6ix9ine did, I feel like they're all like that. Like, Trippy Red. He probably ain't with anything.
He ain't with it now.
Skies.
No, he ain't with it.
Well,
Skies don't even claim to be with it.
Right. What about... I don't think Pump does.
Pump's not. Pump, no. Pump claims to be with it, and he thinks he's hard as shit, but he's a little bitch, honestly.
How tall is Lil Pump? Like 5'6"?
Bro, he's small as shit. No, he's way smaller than me. I think he's like 5'4". He's way smaller than me. I remember I looked it up one time.
Fucking...
What about, yo, Nev? Nev kind of says shit like that, too, don't he?
Lil Uzi's 5'4". But when he stands on his money, he's 6'6".
When he stands on his money,
he's 6'6".
Yeah, Lil Pump's 5'6".
Oh, yeah, I'm taller than him. Not the only person I'm taller than in the world, I think.
Small
guy. Lil Wayne's only 5'5".
Really?
X was only 5'6".
I feel like all famous people are small. Like, majority, not all. Majority of famous people are small. If not, obviously not like NBA, like obviously not sports players,
like music people.
People in the music that are famous are all small. I swear to God.
Yeah.
All small people are taking over, man.
The smallest is small fucking people. Lil. I can't believe Lil Uzi is 5'3".
That's my ridiculous. God, it's texting me, Max play fucking smacks. Yeah, it does, brother. Yeah, it does.
You see how much he fucking throwing at? 10,000 probably.
Million? He made me, yeah, the one time I had he said his Venmo was down, he made me Venmo his girlfriend. She's pretty hot, yeah. I've seen her Venmo picture. the locks bull.
Oh, he just hit you up?
Yeah, he just DM'd me and said, Max play fucking smacks. I said, yeah, it does, man. Let's go.
Not the other place.
How about that Vanderbilt game? Did they score?
Nah.
So I lost?
Yeah.
Of course we fucking lost.
So how about the Toledo? Someone look up Toledo.
Did they play at 7?
Plus 2. Nah, they're playing right now. We had them plus 2.
Anyway, yeah, fucking 6-9's a bitch for that.
Oh, yeah, we won the Toledo bet.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby. We're up 2-1 right now.
So, yeah,
I know, we're 2-2 right now. What other game are we looking at? Kansas State. So the last game today that we have bet on is Kansas State, plus 5. And that's tonight, right?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
So we're 2-2 right now, but TCU won. That's what we bet the most money on, so we're really up money right now.
I cooked TCU.
Yeah, we're really up money right now. I'm about to check my account. Let's go.
Anyway, so yeah, fucking Vargas was the driver. He fucking got wired. He had a wire on him, and they threatened to deport his family if he didn't fucking cooperate. Now, my mindset
that's
thinking
crazy.
Is...
crazy.
Like, that's fucking, like, extortion, right? In a way. Like, yeah, we're gonna fucking get you out of here. But...
yeah.
But think about it. Like, if they're gonna let 6ix9ine out for snitching, mm-hmm. for time served right after, my thought is they didn't have that much evidence besides what they're showing. And the evidence only showed that 6ix9ine was getting extorted.
Yeah, no, he's gonna get out of it. He's gonna get out.
No, he's definitely getting out. But the thing is, they say
he's
gonna
get, he wants to rap too. When he comes back, dude.
They say he's gonna get 57.
I'm gonna keep it 100% honest with you. I think if he does that, he's still gonna be famous.
Yep.
I think for 100%, if he makes a good song, people are gonna listen to it. They're gonna listen to it. They're gonna listen to it. But what I think he's gonna do is. I think he's gone. I think he's moving far away. He supposedly has, like, ties over in fucking Slovakia. I'm dead ass. And, like, over there in Russia and shit. Supposedly he has, like, ties. I think that's where he's gonna
go.
That's
if he lives, dude. He's snitched on everybody.
Bro,
so.
He can get out of jail. He has the money. He can get out of jail and still just be... He can literally leave jail and get on the airplane and be out.
Yeah, he's gonna need to, though, because he literally just...
He's not staying in New York. He's not staying in New York. He's definitely not staying there.
Where's his family, you think, at? They can't
in New York.
You think so, still?
I don't know about still. I know they did live there. They're definitely not there. They're gone. But they supposedly... I was reading something on XXL. Like, he still has a shit ton of money. Like, when he gets out, he has a shit ton of money.
So
he'll be fine.
Getting back to the money thing, I was about to say something about that. He actually, from talking to someone who's studying law, and I don't know how true this is, take it with a grain of salt.
They can take the money.
The money, is drug money. And they can take it.
No, they took that. His lawyer said, like, they took all that money, but supposedly behind that money, he still has a shit ton of money. Like,
they say this song. Because
they're taking all his drug money.
It was getting filtered in through the gangs.
Yeah.
So it's evidence, so they take it.
Did you see the one thing, yo? One of 6ix9ine's boys that was, like, bringing in the heroin and shit. His wife was a cop, and the cop was fucking bringing it
in.
Wait,
get on to that. The fucking
New York, the chick from New York.
Yeah.
The wife was a cop. The
husband was a gang member.
He was
not a gang member. He was like.
He was with them, but
he
said, listen, we're going to let you order your drugs online.
Yeah,
we're going to help you filter them through the streets, but you're going to give up these names. And he's like, I did that to get the same deal 6ix9ine got, to not deal with the fucking feds. And he's going to get out too.
Who?
I don't know. I don't know his fucking name. I look it up. But
not the shot.
He was the top guy in the Bloods with the drugs, like moving the shit out and getting shit going. But it's crazy, bro. Back to talking about 6ix9ine. I honestly don't think they had evidence to put 6ix9ine away for as long as they were saying, because the evidence they showed in court was just him getting kidnapped and getting extorted, getting fucking, yo, give us all your fucking money. So I mean, I don't know if they. They got a steal with him getting all the information from Shoddy and all them.
Yeah, bro. Oh, my.
And then Shoddy has filed for a repeal. So he's going to appeal his fucking 15 years. I don't know how the fuck that's going to work.
Somebody made a good-ass point about that whole situation, though. And I want to read it word for word because I don't know. I can find it right now. And I'll let you know. You can keep talking now. I'm going to find it real quick.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, bro. It's insane to me. The fucking feds will get anybody. They don't care.
Real shit.
It's like fucking Lesson. You can't do shit crazy too much because they're gonna get you. Also, why even get involved with them? You didn't need them.
Who?
Someone said Someone posted on Facebook and said, I don't know, man. They robbed 6ix9ine of $300,000+, kidnapped him, beat him, and banged his baby mama, and they're wondering why he's testifying against them. That kind of does make sense, though. They did all that shit to him, so.
Yes. It does, but now the gangs, it's like,
you got involved.
Involved in this. You knew what you were getting yourself into and what happened was asked to you. If you're not going to do it, you're a bitch, and that's what happened to this fucking dude.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You know what's crazy, bro? Fucking academics being a fucking fraud, boy, on that shit, bro. If you're a 6ix9ine's friend, you're like, why put all those videos out?
I'm surprised that the police didn't dig into the academics at all. I really am. He was with them all the time. They were literally with each other all the time, yo.
I think they had to. At least
Were saying academics was a snitch,
yo? Yeah, could you imagine?
That he was snitching on 6ix9ine and shit?
Dude, he was putting those videos out and shit that was like...
Oh, everything he was doing.
Could be used against
him. How about the Barclays Center shooting? Did you see the video that dropped on that?
No.
They have a video of them in the hallways and shit. At they show the shooting when 6ix9ine's man shot at Casanova and their crew in the Barclays Center. No, you have to watch that one. Like, I guess when we're done the podcast, I'll show you that. It's pretty crazy. You gotta see.
Like, trying to shoot him?
They shot him. No, they shot at Casanova's. Like, they tried shooting Casanova, but they shot his man in the Barclays Center.
And they did a song together afterwards.
Yeah, in the Barclays Center, they shot at his man. They shot him. Yeah.
That's
How
you get shot at? And I'm gonna do a song with you.
Squashed the beat, and then they shot at Casanova a different time too. There's a video of that. Remember when they get out the SUV and Shotty gets out and it's on camera and Shotty shooting at him. There's a video of that, too. There's a video of both shootings, and they don't get in trouble. I don't know how they didn't get in trouble for either of them.
And then they got fucking shy.
Bro, the Barclays Center shooting is crazy, bro. It's like, they're all in the hallway, dude. And it's clear the camera was, like, fucking HD, yo. They're all in the same hallway. 6ix9ine and his crew's walking down, I guess, to go to perform. And out of nowhere, you see Casanova's crew coming, yo. And they're all in the hallway running at each other, yo. And after they're all pushing, doing their tough stance, and 6ix9ine's man pulls a gun out, bang, bang, shoots twice. In the hallway at the Barclays Center. Yeah, they have it all on video. You see them all fall to the floor and shit, everyone starts running, yeah.
Didn't 6ix9ine say he wasn't even in the Barclays Center when that happened?
He was right there, it's on video, he's right there.
Well, they got him now, but before I feel like he said he wasn't there.
Yeah, he was right there. and then he got on Instagram Live after it and was talking all crazy. He's like, yeah, they heard boom, boom, and they fell to the floor like some bitches. Like, yeah, they brought that up in court too.
Oh,
on trial, they brought that up. They said something about, you think it's not normal to fall to the floor when someone shoots at you? And they brought that up in trial.
Yeah, dude, he was...
saying you're cross-examining, you're fucked. Yeah. I think it's over now. I wonder when they're going to announce his, like, sentence.
It is over.
It's over, but they didn't, like, bust out the sentencing yet.
Because he's going to get time fucking served.
That means
they said he wants to get out. They said he should be out in, like, the beginning of the new year. January.
So bizarre.
Yeah.
Dude.
Went from 47 years to three counts of 47 years to, like, nothing.
Did a year.
A year, right? Not even a whole year. Or has it been a whole year?
I feel like it's been a year.
No, it has been a year.
At least by the time he gets out, it's been a year. Let's just say that. By the time
he got locked
out
right before Dummy Boy dropped. Like,
that
2 weeks before Dummy Boy dropped.
And it was cold outside, so it was like February, March.
Not Dummy Boy. What was the last album that he dropped with all the bangers on it? I don't know.
It was Dummy Boy.
Hold on, I'm looking it up right now.
The one with, like, Lil Baby on it. The one with Tory
2018.
Lanez.
Yeah, it was definitely like March.
March 2018.
I was in Boston at that time, so it's been a year.
Wow, it's been over a year.
Yeah, almost two.
For real?
Time fucking is flying, bro. That's crazy. I feel like he got locked up like not even a year ago.
Time does fly, dude.
Holy shit. Once I got out of high school, time has just been fucking like this, dude. I'm sorry to God. Like, I don't even keep track of the days, really. It's crazy.
I feel you there, bro. It sucks being an adult.
It does suck being an adult.
So the final verdict of 6ix9ine is what? Don't fucking join a gang if you ain't about
November 18th, 2018, yo.
November 18th? So it's been like a year. Not even a year yet. I told you it's not
a year
yet.
That's when he posted all of his, the unreleased songs.
Yeah, so it's been like, so it's been
December?
Less than a year.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say, bro, there's no way he got locked up March 2018. That's like 2 years ago.
I remember last year. We could all attest to this. I remember last year. Do you think people would have think I would have made it this far?
Hell no. Dude, they were telling him, like, yo, you're gonna get fucked. It was November 22nd.
Yup, so it hasn't even been a year yet.
Not yet, almost
a year.
Wow,
2 months, though. It's been like 10 months since he got locked up. Bro, when you said March 2018, I was like, bro, that's up, coming up on 2 years. No way.
It's crazy. Like, he got fucking...
It was just crazy how many people were on his dick so heavily, yo. They're like, 6ix9ine is one of the greatest ever.
I was a huge supporter of him. I can't even lie.
Yo, on the Wikipedia page.
I kind of miss going on Instagram, though, and like scrolling down and seeing him telling somebody else to suck his dick. Yeah. Every single day he told somebody else to suck his dick on Instagram. I thought it was hilarious, yeah.
So in the court, they used the song Billy as evidence.
Yeah.
This is how dumb.
That's
how
crazy because Lamont Graves, the dude from Tandem, he, one of his clients made that beat, so I wonder if they fucking played the beat, dude, in the courtroom.
They played the song. They played where it said, they use this part, where 6ix9ine says, whole squad full of fucking killers, I'm a killer too.
That's so Daniel, dumb. What do you have to say about this lyric right here?
I'm the artist.
I'm not the writer. I didn't write that shit.
And they go to your song credits on Spotify, and it says, let me look it up. What's the song credit say? Billy, this is going to be fucking great. It's probably going to say Daniel Hernandez and someone else. Let me see.
Daniel Hernandez, dude.
What a fucking name. I can't even get out of my fucking thing right here.
That sounds like such a typical name for some reason.
6ix9ine.
Is there somebody else named Daniel Hernandez?
You're thinking of the Patriots player.
No, that's Aaron Hernandez.
That's why it sounds kind of familiar.
That's my guy.
That's your guy?
That is your guy.
He's a
killer. He really killed himself in jail. Holy shit.
For his daughter. Or, I mean, that's what they say it was.
Yeah, he did that.
Because she got bread or something, right?
How much he had? Like, $20 million?
Nah, I think it was, like, around...
The whole salary it was. Like,
really? Maybe? I thought it was around 3, but it could be 12. I don't know. 3 to 12, we'll say.
Produced by Beat Menace and Phlegm. Is that your boy?
Beat Menace is the dude that Lamont, not manages, but, like, is he... A client of his.
But it just says, like, written by 6ix9ine. It doesn't say Daniel Hernandez. So I guess you could play that off. Maybe. Who fucking knows? But yeah, man, that's fucking crazy.
Wow.
Fucking 6ix9ine.
I'm looking it up now.
Supposedly they're doing a TV show on him.
On Snapchat.
Yeah, like his rise to fame and, like, fall. Like, bro, he didn't even fall yet. He's 6ix9ine. Still going to be famous when he gets out. The only people that aren't going to like him are just, like, the people from the hood that are in gangs. All the white boys from the suburbs are still going to like him. I guarantee it.
Where's he going to live? He's got to live in America somewhere.
I would just go to the country. I mean, he's going to be a felon. He's not going to be able to leave.
He can't leave, no.
Never. My whole thought of him going to Russia is actually thrown out the window. Dad,
people were probably
go
listening
to Kansas.
Go to
TCU. That's how I would go.
I would just go to TCU. Texas Christian, what is it?
University.
Just become a Christian, 6ix9ine, and maybe everything will come back.
Just like that fucking video, dude.
Yeah, just become a Christian.
Oh, that video was funny as hell. But yeah, this is a bad situation. Everyone snitched on him. He snitched on everyone else.
Everybody's snitching on each other, man. They folded like a piece of paper.
The whole 9 Trey Bloods got taken down from this one court.
They all folded like a piece of paper. All of them. All of them.
That's wild, man.
Don't put yourself in that situation.
All right, well, you want to move on to the fucking next tie we got?
Yeah, Mike Scott's throwing the first pitch out for the Phillies tonight.
Of course he's not there. You see that fucking fight he got into? Yeah. No one helped him. I would have been there swinging on Eagles fans, and I'm an Eagles fan. I've been fucking swinging on people. Like, yo, cuz, listen, you want to pay me back? Listen, take a season opener, get the Celtics
club box.
You know
this girl selling a rolling, John, 2-day pitch in New York? She's selling a wristband. Kind of want to buy that. Sorry, that was off the
top. See if you can fuck her for them.
My boy does already.
So, and we're like, yeah, listen, tag team.
For the bracelets.
Throw the DT.
What's the next topic? You better watch this video.
All right, so we got a video. Banhunter Izzy had a rob. Supposedly he's
dissing. This is everybody in the rap game. Everybody.
Everyone's
every single person.
Catching some heat. So let's play.
Live
this.
Reaction. Turn it up too. My headphones up.
Ailey Mafia produced it?
This video is going right to the feds.
Yeah, bro.
It's already there. They're watching it.
Yeah.
boobs like T Herbo a little bit. Did you say Wiz Khalifa?
Rob D, talk to everybody.
Wiz Khalifa just chilling with his kid, yo. Can
you imagine?
I'll go catch Cardi, you know I don't play boy.
Oh, run up a little, run up a little Nas, cause he might like that.
Do you take this as a diss song?
Yeah.
OT? Which OT?
I think OT Genesis. Oh, OT Genesis? Genesis? Right?
Why did he just fucking bring
it? I thought OT the real. OT real.
Everyone in this video is going to jail in the next year. I hate that sound. That's my alarm in the morning.
Fucking Dodgers hats, yo.
Yeah, man. I think he's gonna get famous off that video, 100%.
I don't really take that as a diss, so.
What if he said I'm fucking running up on Matty Moonshine with this big ass Glock and going Robbie? You don't take that as a diss?
You should tweet LOL at that point.
That should be lit.
LOL. That should be lit.
A lot of people know who I am then.
Gonna pull up with Matty Moonshine with a Glock.
But if you're like naming 30 people in a song, I don't know. I don't really take that as like a diss. I think it's just chasing.
Reaching. Big reach.
And then watch somebody. He brought up Jeezy. Like, watch somebody rob him, dude. How salty would that be?
Oh, that bull?
Yeah, like.
He said something about Melly, bro. Melly would shoot that bull in the face, probably. I'm dead ass.
Lying on Melly. Motherfucker got two songs killing people. Jesus Christ.
I still think it's crazy how Kanye's biggest song on his Spotify is the one with YNW Melly.
Really?
Yeah. Holy shit. So bizarre, yo. I feel like Kanye has hits, but
I don't feel that way.
Kanye's this close, you guys at home who can't see my finger. He's like 2 inches away from being canceled for me forever.
Kanye?
Kanye, I can't.
He's already canceled for me. I won't listen to him ever again. And just, I don't know.
I can't. The Donald Trump thing is one thing. That's fine. I guess you do you. You have your views. I feel you. You do you, buddy. But then I can't take this fucking... Him and his fucking slut wife keep saying, the fucking album's coming out. Album's coming out.
Album's coming.
Yandy was supposed to come out fucking last year. Nothing. Jesus is king. First of all, I'm not here for no gospel Kanye album. You start talking about your own religion, I'm good. You keep that.
Yeah.
But now you're finessing people for movie tickets. Now, Moonshine, you're in music. Every movie ticket is going to count as a fucking record sale. Mark my words, bro.
You think so?
Yeah.
But it's only how many theaters is this going
to
drop?
It's going to go to IMAX theaters across the country.
Damn.
So, every state. 50 states.
That's just... They really rigged that shit awfully. Like, how
yo... Think about it. You're going to buy a fucking $15 ticket to the movies. You're going to get the album sent to your fucking email. Boom. Album sale. How many people fit in the theater? You think?
Maybe like 100.
An IMAX? 100? 150? One of the big IMAX drawings?
Yeah, probably 150.
Yeah, look at that. You times
that. It's probably going to sell out.
You think Google will tell me how many IMAX theaters there are in America?
You try. Hey, Siri.
It's like IMAX...
It's just whack how you can sell energy drinks and shit. Or, no, that didn't work. I mean, if you... Concert tickets, I guess, is one thing. But I just hate how people are... That's all fake sales, dude.
It's fucking terrible. It's fucking terrible. It doesn't give me an exact amount. There's so many.
A lot.
Temple's playing Georgia Tech. I should have bet on him.
This is a lot of theaters. So what's going to happen is you're going to fucking spend the money to get a movie sale
ticket. It definitely is going to count as a fucking...
It will.
He's going to go platinum first week. He might honestly sell a million. He might sell a fucking million. And he, you know, he's not going to do it just
That's
for one night.
That's a shot. A milli?
But listen, if he doesn't do it for 1 week, yeah. Doesn't do it for 1 day, he does it for like a movie like thing.
Yeah.
So it's not limited, so everyone can just go and see the shit. People might go 3 times.
I don't understand how he's not killing record sales, Kanye, because like the whole Kardashian family has so much money. You think they would just buy that shit over and over and over and over again?
They don't need to. They don't need to buy that shit.
Can you buy it over and over again? I feel like you have to have like one Apple ID and that's it.
Well, I mean,
he's already famous enough. I don't think he cares too much
about sales.
I don't think Kanye cares too much about sales.
He did just get out of his deal, or suppose not. He didn't get out yet. He's got 30 days to negotiate to get out of his deal.
Who's he signed to?
He got some crazy deal with fucking who the fuck are they signed to? Not Interscope. Call him. Who should I help me out here? What the fuck is the label called? Pusha T's there. Too.
Good music?
Not good music.
Hey, Kanye isn't good music, ain't he?
Def.
That's him. That's him. My fault.
Def Jam. Def Jam is what it is. Def
Yo,
Jam.
I did not know Kanye was under, what's it called, too? Rock Nation? Or is Rockefeller. Not Rock Nation. Kanye was in Rockefeller when he dropped 808s and Heartbreaks.
But he's in Def Jam for, like, say, like a 7-year fucking contract. Done? For, like, all these albums.
That's lit that they have years, though, because if you have to do it the old way, old-fashioned way, where you have to sell to get out, you have to recoup everything they gave you, then that's awful. Because they don't... Sucks. I remember, I think they were talking about the one time, Charlie, he, like, was saying how he was in a deal, or he is in a deal, and he could produce a song, but the label would be like, that doesn't count toward your... Toward your, what's it called, your progress with us because of blank.
Really?
Yeah, like sometimes they just don't take songs.
That's fucking corny.
I never told you, so we did a pop. I did that dope festival. I ran into Matt Boyd. Matt Boyd's the kid who was with Ambi and all that shit.
What'd you say to him?
I said, first I called him a bitch. I told him, you're bitches for what you did to me. Then he's like, the only reason why we did it is because we were signed to Charlie Heat, and Charlie Heat was asking for all percentages to get out the deal.
I was spitting his
mitt. So they were trying to get the deal.
Yeah, bro. I heard he was spitting his mitt backstage.
I don't know how true it is. I don't know if he's still signing. He's probably still signing Charlie Heat. Or no, he's not. No. He got out. And that's why his song is blowing the fuck up. Because he's signing another label, not saying nothing. And the label's just throwing money at it.
Yeah, it's on.
Well, it was TikTok.
They're paying influencers, but they're throwing, which doesn't make sense to me off topic.
Jake Paul did it and shit. You see that?
Yep. They paid for that.
Yeah, they paid for that.
But they're paying, which makes no sense to me. They're paying for a song that they get $0 from. Who's that girl saying, I got a pocket full of something? What the fuck's her name?
I forget what it is.
She's getting every single cent of that song. Yes.
Really?
So you can tell me you're getting 30 million fucking streams. Eat my ass, cause you're getting $0. You're still broke. You're still in Belmar, New Jersey, fucking yourself.
Oh shit!
You're still over there, bitch. Like
snap.
Oh my god! For real, still over there. So that's how I feel about that. I forgot to tell you about that before.
Damn, snapped on him.
Yeah, I feel bad, but it's that truth. What happened? Fucking that dickhead ruined Backwoods and Heartbreaks from going crazy. But either here or there, fuck both of them. Never got a percentage out of me.
Good shit. They ain't getting nothing. Nathan. You ain't getting Nathan from you.
What else we got? Let me ask you a question. Hmm. Or more Donnie. Would you crush Selena Powell?
Yeah. I would crush her 8 times a day. Yeah. Like, what?
Would you be her 820,321
Yes,
body?
I would be. Yes, I would be. I'm trying to hit the Tiana Trump too, bro. She's bad.
Jeff, you ever slide in a DM with someone so hot you didn't think they were going to answer and they did?
Yeah. She told me to shut the fuck up.
No way.
Dead ass. I slid her DMs. I said, yo, I'll bust your ass.
Who was that?
It was around here, girl?
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah, and then she answered back. She said, shut the fuck up. And I liked it. I just kept it rolling. I kept it rolling. I liked it and I kept it rolling.
You redeem a famous person, they answered you?
Nah.
How you
I don't think that. Nah.
Yeah, all the time. Nah. I got friends that are famous.
I know someone who fucking DM'd them.
Well, it depends what you define famous as. If you consider a blue check famous, nah. Then yes.
Well, okay, well, we could if you want to. That's fine.
If we're not talking about that, then...
Like, I guess mainstream. Was mainstream, currently mainstream, on the brink of being mainstream. Could be a girl, anybody. Guy, music person.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
Young Chop did before. That was way back.
Young Chop.
Remember Chief Keef?
Yeah.
Don't like that was
Young Chop
wave.
On the beat.
Young Chop on the beat.
He fell off. You want to talk about someone that fell off?
He just wants to be his own artist, dude. Yeah, that's what everybody. It's a downfall for a lot of producers. They want to be an artist too, and it's just not. That's not it, bro.
You off topic with the fame. Going on, I guess on the famous people. The kid Travis kid. Didn't even Post Malone mention him? Did you see the interview?
Wait, what?
Post Malone mentioned him.
Mentioned who? Kid Travi.
I'm not sure. He makes the YouTube videos from Philly. He covers a lot of songs and he plays like the beats. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the kid that. Yeah. Wow, what did he say?
Post Malone just mentioned him in an interview with fucking somebody.
But what did he say about him?
I don't know.
That's probably gonna be hard to find.
No, I think I can do this. Go on his Instagram. Kid
was
Travis.
It like show respect? Respect?
I got it.
Damn, I just started yawning, dude. I'm fucking tired, bro. Yeah, dude. I'm drained.
Drained?
Mm-hmm.
What? One night you're drinking and you're drained?
This dude, the kid Travis, he's a gangster. He has
such a voice and he did
like a whole mashup. He's a gangster. Kid Travis, yeah. Post Malone was like a ski ball to me, cuz he fucking in an interview with no socks or nothing on.
Yeah, he definitely smells. He definitely smells like shit. I don't care what anybody says.
Smells like shit.
I'm not giving it to him. Like, good shit. Like, if you're gonna fucking get noticed by anybody, let it be Post Malone. You know who else got signed? I know we're not supposed to drop names, but I probably won't. Fucking, what's his name? Just got signed by Atlantic.
Here?
Why am I drawing a blank?
Drew Boy?
No, Zero.
No.
Drew Boy is
going to
be huge, bro. Drew Boy is
going to
be
something?
Huge. Drew Boy got signed by
somebody. I saw his album was distributed by it, but that's what's it called? That's through the grandson, bull, I'm pretty sure.
Which, I mean, it's dope. I mean, I give it to, like, it's dope seeing someone that you fucking...
I forget who...
I actually listened to a few songs on his album. It's just dope. It's a nice vibe he has. They said it's like rock, but I think it's more like...
It's Echo Records. It's Prime Music, Echo Records,
Primate,
Records.
Right?
Primate, yeah. Prime.
Yeah, that's a... Isn't that a label? Or is that a disc?
I think it was a manager guy. But I guess it's dope because he got fucking... I got on the cover of a Spotify fucking playlist. Because I know why, but we don't want to talk about that on here. It's too much information to give out. But that's dope, man. Congratulations, Zero. Well deserved.
I remember when he was playing me most of those songs last year in Cali. There was some shit on there.
He did change his name to Zero 936.
Yeah, I don't know. What is that supposed to be?
It's probably a gospel thing.
Yeah.
Man. We have anything else you might as well talk about while we're here?
I don't even know, man.
I don't know. I'm beat, too.
Oh, you want to go through our picks for the week?
Yeah,
picks for the week. I'm going to go first. I didn't even think
about
it.
I'm going to go first. Yeah. I'm going to promote myself. You put my new song, Moonshine, you're the best. Thanks.
Let's go, Alex. Dude.
Feeling good. Made some money today because of Donnie over here.
Yep. Lock in with me. I'll get $10 a weekend. $10 a weekend. I'll give you my whole weekend pay. $10. You get the picks from me.
Hey, Siri, play a number one song in America. Okay. Oh, no, it's going to actually play it. Never mind.
What are you doing there? We go.
I don't know what I'm about to go with here.
I know when I'm playing.
This is Alex's new song, everybody go download it on Apple Music, please.
Please and thank you, I need that in my life.
And shout him out on Instagram.
Fresh face tag.
Exit made this. They know who we are. My last album took me far. And yeah, my crew's a shot in dark. And yeah, we turn right into stars. Like twinkle, twinkle, little darty, I know where you are. Yeah, they know this who we are. My last album took me far. And yeah, we all just turn to stars. Like twinkle, twinkle, little darty, I know where you are.
That's Who We Are by myself. Thank you.
Where's the fire? Where's the fire soundboard at?
Fire soundboard? I got it. Yeah, I don't have a bomb. I wish I fucking did. I would have been dropping those all day. I got some funny ones, though. What is this? I don't want to play your fucking game, please.
Mine is Welcome to the Jungle.
Right. Oh. Oh. Right. One, two. Hey. Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, well.
Yeah. Yeah. I asked her where she wanna be when she's 25. She turned around and looked at me and she said alive.
Welcome to the jungle. Welcome to the jungle, well.
Black axe who rolls, move halves and rolls. Come down to the jungle, just ask for hoe. Move blocks and squares, move apples and pears. Work pots and pans, just to copy some airs. My uncle died, my daddy did too. Paralyzed by the pain, I could barely move. My nephew gone, my heart is torn. Sometimes I look to the sky, ask why I was born. My faith in God, every day is hard. Every night is worse, that's why I pray so hard.
Why I pray so hard, this is crazy, God. Just when I thought I had everything, I lost it all. So case arrived,
get
the case arrived. Let it taste the pain, for it goes too far.
My dreams is big, reality setting. Let off a clip from an automatic weapon. Two shots in the door, it died in Vegas. Though it fought so hard, I knew it wouldn't make it. I'm a tortured soul, I live in disguise. Rest in peace to the leader of the Jackson 5. I died in my sleep, I'm still big pimping. I ball at the mall, beginning of the end. Where the fuck is the sun? It's been a while. Mama, look at your son, what happened to my smile? My tears is tatted, my rag in my pocket. I'm just looking for love, I know somebody got it. Champagne for the pain, weed for the low. God damn, I'm so high, where the fuck did I go? I'm losing myself, I'm stuck in the moment. I look in the mirror, my only opponent. Where the fuck is the press? Where the fuck is the press? Either they know or don't care, I'm fucking depressed. No crying in public, just lying to judges. Risking my life, I'm already dying, so fuck it, well.
Welcome to the jungle, welcome to the jungle, well.
God damn it, damn it.
Welcome to the Jungle.
That's a banger. What year did that come out?
2010, I think.
That was on that fucking, the album with Kanye and...
Watch the Throne, dude.
Yeah. I gotta go back and listen to that. It's been forever.
Dude, it's got No Church in the Wild, too.
That shit was good.
That shit was a bang.
Yeah. What you got one, Don?
Yes. Mine is going to be Buck 50 by TJ Porter. It's B-U-C-K and then 50 on Apple Music. That's my song.
This is a fucking piano beat, dude. Yes, oh my god. You love this shit.
I love it, man. It has a piano and I love it.
Young nigga straight out the trenches, could tell I've been through it all. I knew my life changed, I seen Chico lay on that floor. The night my brother died, through our messages took a toll. When I scrolled up, I seen Cheek say we gon' ball. That's how I came up with it, bitches know what's up with it. Niggas never fucked with us, niggas we don't fuck with them. Voice of the trenches, I swear the people gon' feel me. I swear to God it's only right I show the real me. Fuck being humble, time to talk my shit. You know BM 850, I'ma cop that whip. Teammate passenger with me, he bout to smoke his zip. And we don't argue over bitches, cause they all got clipped, you feel me? A buck 50, you niggas is politicking. Only time that I'm worried is when a dollar go missing. I'm the man now, bet you niggas gon' understand now. I'm from the Jex, I know how to break a gram down. A-Rap in the kitchen, I watched how to cook a brick up. You gotta know yourself and I wasn't ready to sit up. Young nigga, big heart, big world, big sharks. If you lose yourself while you in the trenches, it get dark. It's the summer, catch a nigga indictment with eight chains.
All this ain't a piano beat anymore.
Never put in no pain, always kept it buck 50. Know the streets fucking with me. Real recognize real and none of you fucking with me. If niggas want it, they can get it. I'ma put that shit in order. My uncle hating on me, I'm really feeling like Porter. All them niggas talking crazy, I'm really fucking they daughters. How you feeling, little nigga? I'm really feeling like Porter. Anytime, get the dice, I don't chill with rats or mice. Any nigga wanna battle, that nigga better be nice. They all on me, I'm the man. Bitches look better on the gram. How you liking all my shit and then say that you got a man? You know summertime in Harlem, I'm coming to make your block hot. Cruising around these streets, I'm coming through in a drop top. Coming through the east, I beat those, we make the spot hot. I told my little man, he been not kissing no dot dot. Yeah, I kept it a buck 50, nigga. Yeah, I know the streets fucking with me, nigga. Yeah, Harlem, what's up? I know the streets fucking with me, what's up?
Banger.
You like it, man?
I fuck with that song. Man, it's been a fun podcast. Glad we're back doing this again. Guys, if you're listening, please fucking subscribe to our Instagram. We still have. We still need an intern, maybe one day. Who fucking knows?
We need another person.
Another dude. Person is true.
We're looking submit your apps. Submit your apps.
Submit your apps. Breath will be a bad job.
We need somebody funny. We need somebody funny.
Yeah, no, we need one more person. Well, we need an intern and an additional person. Since
I feel like Nick would be good if he don't fucking wake up in the morning. That's the problem, even though it's fucking 2:30.
Yeah, because he's at magic till 8 in the morning every night.
Nuts.
He's at magic till 8 in the morning.
It is the fucking life. But alright, we're gonna peace out of here, guys. Thank you for listening. Until next time, stay like a junkie.
Later.
Junk sauce.
Big junk.
Big junk guy.
Send me that picture, bro, of the fucking